hope you enjoy this time of year with your loved ones and have a wonderful new year in 2024. From the Herman Taylor Funeral Home family to yours, Merry Christmas.
It's a cold, dark night in Wisconsin, but the red light flashes in the Collision Cave, headquarters for the Mankey team.
Aha, the phone. Hello?
Captain Collision, I'm glad you answered. There was a big accident. I hit some ice on the road, my car went out of control, and I ran over a giant inflatable snowman.
Never fear, the Mankey team is on the way.
Captain, I'm glad you're here. Look at this mess.
Ah, yes, you've done a lot of damage.
Can you fix it?
The car, yes. The inflatable snowman? That's the job for Captain Insurance. You'll have to make another call. I hear he's full of hot air. But Maggie's Collision Center can definitely fix your car. We can give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on your repair work.
Thanks, Captain Collision.
Now let's get to work. Maggie Collision Repair, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. We meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
Let's rejoin A Christmas Carol.
The office was closed in a twinkling, and Bob Cratchit, with the long ends of his white comforter dangling below his waist, for he boasted no greatcoat, went down a slide on Cornhill 20 times in honor of its being Christmas Eve. And then ran home to Camden Town as hard as he could pelt to play with his family at Blind Man's Buff. Scrooge, on the other hand, took his melancholy dinner in his usual melancholy tavern. Having read all the newspapers and spent the rest of the evening with his banker's book, went to his dismal house. Darkness is cheap, and Scrooge likes it. The yard was so dark that even Scrooge, who knew its every stone, had to grope with his hands through the fog and the frost to find the door. Scrooge walked through his rooms to see that all was right. Sitting room, bedroom, lumber room, all as they should be. Nobody under the table, nobody under the sofa, nobody under the bed, nobody in the closet. Closed the door. Locked himself in, double locked himself in. Took off his cravat, put on his dressing gown and slippers and his nightcap. Sat down before the fire to take his gruel.
Marley! 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 I could have sworn I saw... humbug. Marley's been dead these 7 years. Humbug. It's all humbug. What I need is a good night. What's that? Someone's in the wine cellar. But the door's locked and double locked. Something's coming. Something is... It's coming closer. Outside my door. Ah, I won't believe it. There's humbug still.
Ebenezer Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, no. What do you want with me?
I want much of you, Ebenezer.
Who are you?
Ask me who I was.
Are you very particular for a ghost? All right. Who were you then?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley? But you're dead. You died 7 years ago.
7 years ago this very night.
You are a ghost then?
What's wrong, Ebenezer? Don't you believe in me?
I do not.
You doubt your senses, Ebenezer?
Yes, because a little thing affects them. A slight disorder of the stomach makes them cheats. You can't be a ghost. You may be an undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese, a fragment of an underdone potato. There may be more gravy than grave about you, whatever you are. Humbug, I tell you. Humbug. Excuse me, Peter. Excuse me. I do believe in you. You are a ghost, Jacob.
Thank you.
What? Why do you walk the earth, Jacob? Why do you come to me?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men and travel far and wide to witness what it cannot share but might have shared on earth and turn to happiness.
Oh, tell me, Jacob, what is that chain you wear around you?
I wear the chain I forged in life. I made it link by link and yard by yard by my own free will. Is its pattern strange to you, Ebenezer?
Matchboxes, keys, padlocks, ledgers, purses.
Yours was as heavy and as long as this 7 years ago. And you have labored on it since, Ebenezer.
Oh, Jacob, speak comfort to me.
Comfort I have none to give. I cannot rest, I cannot stay, I cannot linger. Weary journeys lie before me.
You travel far?
Yes, Ebenezer, on the wings of the wind.
7 years dead and traveling all the time?
7 years, Ebenezer. 7 years of remorse. Ebenezer, do you know that no space of regret can make amends for one life's opportunities misused?
But you were always a good man of business, Jacob.
Business? Mankind was my business. Charity, mercy, benevolence, they were all my business. The dealings of my trade were but a drop of water in the comprehensive ocean of my business.
Oh, Jacob, don't take on so. Jacob.
Listen to me, Ebenezer.
I listen to you, Jacob. Go on, Jacob, speak to me. But don't be so flowery.
Ebenezer, I am here to warn you that you have yet a chance and hope of escaping my fate. Do you hear that, Ebenezer?
Yes, Jacob. You always were a good friend to me, Jacob. Thank you, Jacob. But go on. Go on. Go on. How shall I escape? Oh, I'm afraid, Jacob.
You will be haunted by three spirits.
Is that the only chance and hope, Jacob?
It is your only chance and hope.
Well, then I think I'd rather not.
Without their visit, you cannot hope to shun the path I tread. Expect the first tomorrow, when the bell tolls one.
Couldn't I take them all at once and have it over, Jacob?
Ebenezer, look that for your own sake you remember what has passed between us. And remember, when the bell tolls one, look for the first spirit.
Marley. Jacob Marley.
Scrooge awoke. He was lying on his bed fully dressed. Suddenly the curtains of his bed were drawn aside. Scrooge found himself face to face with the unearthly visitor who drew them. As close to it as I am now to you. And I am standing in the spirit at your elbow. It was a strange figure, like a child. Yet not so like a child as like an old man.
Who is that?
Ebenezer Scrooge, I have come for you.
You are the spirit, sir, whose coming was foretold me?
I am that spirit.
Who, what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past.
But, what do you want of me? What brings you here to haunt me?
Your welfare, Ebenezer Scrooge. Rise and walk with me,
Oh, no, you're not out of the window. I can't do that. I'll fall down. I'm not a spirit. I'm mortal. I'll fall.
Bear but a touch of my hand upon your heart, and you shall be upheld in more than this. Come, follow me.
Now, what's become of the city? There's snow upon the ground. Where are we?
These are the shadows of the things that have been. You recognize this countryside?
Oh, I know every inch of it. Every rock, every tree.
And that bleak building over there?
That building. I was a boy there. Yes. I went to school in that horrible place.
Do you recollect that part?
I could walk it blindfold.
Strange you forgot it so many years. Come, let us go closer. Look through the window into that cold, barren room. What do you see, Ebenezer Scrooge?
I see a boy.
A solitary child, neglected by his family, alone.
Yes, yes. I see. I know that boy. Oh, I was so lonely. Poor boy.
Your lip is trembling, Scrooge. And what is that on your cheek?
It's nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. I wish I... it's too late for that now.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing. The waits came to my door singing Christmas carols last night. There was a boy like that among them. A poor, thin, pale boy in a ragged coat. I'd like to have given him something.
Is that all? Come, Ebenezer Scrooge. Let us see another Christmas.
We'll be right back with A Christmas Carol.
Well, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
Minus one.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
Hey, did I ever show you the plans I drew up for a jet-propelled bicycle?
You never even showed me, McGee.
And where are they?
Why, they're right here in the hall.
Where can you get your hands on some of those great classic Jack Benny radio shows?
You can get them at radiospirits.com or by calling 866-RADIO-10 today. And be sure to request a free catalog.
I also know where you can find Golden Age of Radio episodes of The Shadow and Sherlock Holmes, episodes of Red Skelton and Burns and Allen. You can get them at radiospirits.com.
For a free Radio Spirits catalog, visit radiospirits.com or call toll-free 866-RADIO-10. Invite faith, hope, love, and laughter into your home this season. Let Radio Spirits bring you back to wholesome family entertainment with Christmas comedies, merry mysteries, poignant dramas, and classic carols performed by the stars of the golden age of radio.
In our Radio's Greatest Christmas Shows CD collection, Jack Benny bears gifts and Burns and Allen deck the halls. You'll also hear such timeless tales as It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Plus many, many more hours, 10 hours in all of classic radio entertainment on high-quality audio CDs. And best of all, it's only $19.95 plus free shipping.
That's 50% off the regular price. This collection or any of our four other great CD collections, gift certificates, and more.
Just go to radiospirits.com and enter savings code FREESHIP. Get in the spirit, get great gifts, and get free shipping at radiospirits.com or calling toll-free 877-RADIO-29 today. You're listening to Radio Spirits Holiday Classics.
Do you know this place, Ebenezer Scrooge?
Know it? Know it? Why, this is the counting house where I was apprenticed.
Listen.
Why, it's my old master. Bless his heart, old Fezziwig. My master, alive again, and host of one of his Christmas parties. Listen to it.
Red Venito, and back to your places.
And there's Dick Wilkins. Poor Dick. Dear, 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 yes? And look, there's Mrs. Fezziwig herself, looking younger than any of them. And the table's all loaded with roast and cider and mince pie and beer. Oh, what a jolly time we used to have.
That carefree young man with the light heart and the gay smile. Do you recognize him?
Yes, yes, yes. Merciful heaven. How happy I was then.
A small matter for old Fezziwig to make those silly folks so full of joy.
Small matter? Small indeed.
Isn't it? He has spent only a few pounds of your mortal money. Is that so much that he deserves praise?
Ah, it's not that. It's not that, Spirit. Old Fezziwig has the power to make us happy or unhappy, to make our service light or heavy. His power lies in words and looks, in things so tiny it's impossible to count them up. The happiness he gives is quite as great as if it cost her...
What is the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Spirit.
Something, I think.
No.
Speak.
Only, it's just that I should like to be able to say a word or two to my clerk, Bob Cratchit, just now, that's all.
My time grows short, and we have yet another journey to make.
Where now?
Come. This is our last visit to the past, Ebenezer. Here, in this little room, with a fair young girl by your side. Do you recognize yourself, Ebenezer?
Oh, no. Spare me this.
You are older now, a man in the prime of life. Your face has begun to wear the signs of care and avarice. Your eyes are greedy. The eager, restless eyes of a miser.
No, please.
She knows it, too. That girl by your side. There are tears in her eyes.
That is little, Ebenezer, to you. Very little. I know that.
Belle, have I changed towards you?
When we were engaged, we were both poor.
Was it better then? Better to be poor?
Better at least to be happy. You're changed. You were another man then.
I was a boy. Do you blame me because I've grown wiser? Have I ever tried to break our engagement?
In words, no.
In what, then?
In a changed nature. In an altered spirit. In everything that made my love of any value in your sight. Will I release you from your promise?
Belle.
Oh, at first it may cause you pain to lose me, a very brief pain. But soon it will be dim, like a half-remembered dream, an unprofitable dream. You will be glad to be awake from such a dream. May you be happy in the life you have chosen, Ebenezer. For the love of him.
Spirit, it's enough. Show me no more. Take me home.
These were shadows of the things that have been. That they are what they are. Do not blame me.
No more.
One shadow more. Come. Do you see this man, Ebenezer Scrooge? This man might have been you. The woman beside him, your wife. And that girl. That girl might have been your daughter, Ebenezer Scrooge. She might have called you father. She might have been a springtime in the haggard winter of your life.
Spirit, let me go. Show me no more.
Listen now, while they speak, Ebenezer.
I saw an old friend of yours today.
Who was it?
Yes.
How can I? It's... Oh, I know. Mr. Scrooge.
Mr. Scrooge it was. I passed his office window. It wasn't shuttered. And there was a candle inside, so I couldn't help seeing him. His partner, Marley, lies at the point of death, I hear. And there Scrooge sat all alone. Quite alone in the world, I do believe.
Spirit, spirit, I can bear no more. Leave me. Haunt me no more. Take me back. Take me back.
You are listening to the Campbell Playhouse, bringing you tonight the fifth annual presentation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, produced by Orson Welles and starring Lionel Barrymore as Scrooge. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
When the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
And now back to the Campbell Playhouse and the fifth annual presentation of A Christmas Carol. A Christmas present from the makers of Campbell's Soups.
In the stroke of one, Scrooge awakened suddenly and sat him bolt upright in his own bed. You remember the words of Marley's ghost, who wondered from which direction the second specter would appear. At that moment, nothing between a baby and a rhinoceros would have astonished him very much. Now, being prepared for almost anything, he was not by any means prepared for nothing. And consequently, when no shape appeared, he was taken with a violent fit of trembling. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, quarter of an hour went by, yet nothing came. Then, as he sat in his bed, he became aware gradually of a great blaze of ruddy light seemed to shine upon him from the adjoining room. He got up softly and shuffled in his slippers to the door. It was his own sitting room, there was no doubt about that. But it had undergone a surprising transformation. The walls and ceiling were so hung with living green that it looked a perfect grove. There sat a jolly giant, glorious to see, who bore a glowing torch in shape not unlike Plenty's horn, and held it up, high up, to shed its light on Scrooge as he came peeping round the corner.
Come in, Ebenezer Scrooge, and know me better, man. I am the ghost of Christmas Present.
Spirit, take me where you will. Last time I went against my will and learned a lesson which is working now. If you have anything to teach me, let me profit by it.
Touch my robe, Ebenezer Scrooge. Touch my robe.
We'll be right back after a short break. Let's rejoin A Christmas Carol.
Where have you brought me, Spirit?
An humble dwelling in an humble street.
It's miserable enough.
Yet there is happiness there.
Who are these people? Who's that woman and the children?
These are the family of your clerk, Bob Cratchit. See his wife, dressed in a twice-turned gown, but brave in ribbons, laying the table for their Christmas dinner. And there, assisting her, is her daughter, Belinda. And the young man with the fork in the stuffing, that's Master Peter Cratchit. And the two little Cratchits. Listen, Scrooge. And watch.
Here's Martha, Mother.
Quiet, children, quiet. Now sit
you down before the fire, Martha, and have a warm, Lord bless you.
Where's Father?
He's been to church with Tiny Tim. He'll be along directly.
How is Tiny Tim, Mother? Any better at all?
Sometimes I think he is. And sometimes I think, oh, dear God, if anything should happen to Tiny Tim.
Oh, Mother, you mustn't even think of such a thing.
Oh, yes, Father.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Martha, welcome, my dear.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Father, and Tim.
Merry Christmas, Martha.
Oh, Tim, you darling. Oh, Father, I'm so glad to be home.
And we're glad to have you, Martha.
And how did little Tim behave in church, Bob?
As good as gold and better.
I like church, Mother. Oh, they sang the nicest songs. I hope people saw me there.
Saw you there? And why, Jim?
Well, don't you see? Because I'm lame. And if they saw my crutch, it might be pleasant for them to remember on Christmas who it was made lame beggars walk and blind men see.
Bless you, my son.
Are we ready to eat, Mother?
Oh, yes, children, we're all ready. Come, come, take your places and wait your turn. There's plenty of stuffing and dressing and plum pudding for all of you. Martha, take care of Tiny Tim and see that he eats plenty.
Yes,
he must
Mother.
Get strong and well. Now sit down, everyone.
Yes, come on, Tiny Tim.
And now, my dears,
I see a vacant seat in the poor chimney corner. And a crutch without an owner, carefully preserved.
No, 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 kind spirit. Say he'll be spared. Say he'll live.
If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, Ebenezer, the child will die.
And now, my dears, with such a dinner, a toast, a Merry Christmas to us all, and God bless us.
Oh, God bless us, everyone.
And now to Mr. Scrooge. I'll give you a toast to Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
The founder of the feast, indeed, who pays you all a 15 shillings a week. I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast on, and I hope he'd have good appetite for it.
Oh, my dear, the children, Christmas Day.
It should be Christmas Day, I'm sure, on which one drinks the health of such an odious, stingy, unfeeling man as Mr. Scrooge. You know he is, Bob. Nobody knows it better than you, poor fellow.
My dear Christmas Day.
I'll drink his health for your sake and the day's, not for his. Long life to him. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. He'll be very merry and very happy, I have no doubt.
And I say God bless him too, Mother, and everyone.
Yes,
and Mr. Scrooge.
Very well.
There was nothing of high mark in all this. They were not a handsome family, these Cratchits. They were not well dressed. Their shoes were far from being waterproof. Their clothes were scanty and had known, very likely, the insides of a pawnbroker's. But they were happy, grateful, pleased with one another and contented with the time. When at last they faded, Scrooge had his eye upon them. Especially on Tiny Tim, until the last. Many calls Scrooge made that night with a ghost of Christmas present. Down among the miners they went who labor in the bowels of the earth. And out to sea among the sailors at their watch. Dark, ghostly figures in their several stations. Much they saw, and far they went, and many places they visited, but always with a happy end. The spirits stood beside sick beds, and they were cheerful. On foreign lands, and they were close at home. By poverty, and it was rich. In almshouse, hospital, and jail, where vain man in his little brief authority had not made fast the door, and barred the spirit out, the spirit left his blessing. It was a long night. It was only a night. And it
was strange, too, that while Scrooge remained unaltered in his outward form, the ghost grew older. Clearly older.
My life upon this globe is very brief, Ebenezer. It ends tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight at midnight. Up. The hour has come.
Oh, not yet. Not yet. No, there are still more things I wish to learn.
These you will learn from still another spirit. Still another spirit, Ebenezer.
Scrooge looked about him for the ghost. It had vanished. He found himself once more in his bed, in his dressing gown, in his nightcap. He'd heard the clock strike. And then he remembered the prediction of old Jacob Marley, and lifting up his eyes, beheld the third spirit. The solemn phantom. Shrouded in black, draped and hooded, coming towards him slowly and silently, like a mist along the ground.
I know you. You are the ghost of Christmas yet to come. You'll show me the shadows of things that have not happened, but will happen in the time before us. Answer me, spirit, ghost of the future. Oh, I fear you more than any specter I've seen. Yet, as I know your purpose is to do me good, and as I hope to live to be another man from what I was, lead on. Lead on! The night is waning fast. Time is precious. Spirit, why have you brought me here again? Into Bob Cratchit's home? It's not the same. Why is it so quiet? So very quiet here.
Mother, please. Oh, my son. My little son. Don't, Tim. I loved him so.
Mother, dear, you mustn't. It's almost time for Father to be home. Don't let him see you crying.
Yes. Yes, Martha. He's late tonight. He walks slower than he used to. Yet I've known him to walk very fast indeed with Tiny Tim on his shoulder.
So have I, Mother. But he was light to carry. And his father loved him so that it was no trouble. No trouble at all. Bob.
Good evening, my dear.
You're late, Bob.
I'm sorry, my dear. I went to the churchyard today. I wish you could have gone with me. It would have done your heart good to see how sweet and green a place it is. You'll see it often. I promised him. I promised Tiny Tim we'd walk there on Sunday.
Oh, Papa, it's God's will, Bob.
I'm trying to understand it, my dear. And I love him so.
Oh, that's cruel. Cruel. Spirit, can't you give me one ray of hope that I may change all that? That Tiny Tim may live?
We'll be right back with A Christmas Carol.
The characters in our show are fictional. Any similarity to persons living would be better off dead.
Where can you get your hands on some of those great classic Red Skelton radio shows? You can get them at radiospirits.com. I also know where you can find Golden Age of Radio episodes of Sam Spade and Sherlock Holmes, episodes of Jack Benny and Gene Shepherd, even episodes of Superman and the Green Hornet. Yep, you can get them at radiospirits.com.
The Green Hornet. The hair-raising adventures of Sam Spade, detective.
Thank you, thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking.
Timeless entertainment, classic performers, and classic shows.
What a revolting development this is.
For a free Radio Spirits catalog, visit radiospirits.com or call toll-free 866-RADIO-10.
Invite faith, hope, love, and laughter into your home this season. Let Radio Spirits bring you back to wholesome family entertainment with Christmas comedies, merry mysteries, poignant dramas, and classic carols performed by the stars of the golden age of radio.
In our Radio's Greatest Christmas Shows CD collection, Jack Benny bears gifts and Burns and Allen deck the halls. You'll also hear such timeless tales as It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Plus many, many more hours, 10 hours in all of classic radio entertainment on high-quality audio CDs. And best of all, it's only $19.95 plus free shipping.
That's 50% off the regular price. This collection or any of our four other great CD collections, gift certificates, and more.
Just go to radiospirits.com and enter savings code FREESHIP. Get in the spirit, get great gifts, and get free shipping at radiospirits.com or calling toll-free 877-RADIO-29 today. And now, the conclusion of A Christmas Carol.
Where are we now? Oh, merciful heaven. Churchyard. Overrun by grass and weeds. Choked with too much burying. Desolate, lonely, crumbling gravestone. Spirit. Before I draw nearer to that gravestone, answer me one question. Are these the shadows of things that will be? Or are they the shadows of things that may be only? Will you not speak to me, Spirit? What is that grave to which you point? Now I see. There's writing on that stone. The name on the gravestone is Ebenezer Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge. Oh, Spirit. No, no, no. Spirit, hear me. I'm not the man I was. Why show me this if I'm past all hope? Tell me that I may change these dreadful shadows that have come, that you've shown me, by an altered life. I'll honor Christmas in my heart, and I'll try and keep it all the year. I live in the past, the present, and the future. I will not shut out the lessons that they teach. Tell me, do, Spirit, please tell me that I can sponge away the writing on that stone, Spirit. I beg of you, Spirit, Spirit. On my knees. I promise. What's this? It's my bedpost. I'm home. In my own bed. In my own room. And the sun. The sunshine. It's clear. It's bright. No fog. Oh, what a beautiful day. Glorious. Glorious. Boy. Oh, boy.
Yes, sir?
What's today?
What's that, sir?
What day is it, my fine fella?
Today? Why, it's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Ha, ha. Then I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night. All in one night. Heaven be praised.
How's that, sir?
Listen, my lad. Do you know where the poulter is in the next street?
I should say I do.
An intelligent boy. A remarkable boy. Tell me, do you know if they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging in the window?
The one as big as me?
What a delightful boy. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Yes, my buck?
It's hanging there now, sir.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now go around, will you? And tell him to send it to Bob Cratchit and his family on Broad Street. And mind you, they're not to know who paid for it. Hurry along, my lad. Here's half a crown for your trouble.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And a Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, too, my boy. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm as light as a feather, as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. A Merry Christmas. A Merry Christmas to everybody. A Happy New Year to all the world.
Next morning, Scrooge was early at his office. He went early for a reason. If he could only be there first and catch Bob Cratchit coming late, that was the thing he'd set his heart upon. And he did it. Yes, he did. The clock had struck 9. No Bob. 9:15. No Bob. Scrooge sat with his door wide open that he might see him come in, and at last he came. His hat was off before he opened the door, his comforter too. He was on his stool in a jiffy, driving away with his pen, as if he were trying to overtake 9 o'clock.
8:17:15, carry the 1:24, carry the 2:31, carry the 4, 8:06:14, carry the 8.
Hello, you, Cratchit?
Yes, sir.
Step this way, Cratchit, if you please. Cratchit, what do you mean by coming in at this time of day?
Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. I'm behind my time.
You are? You are? Yes, I think you are.
Oh, it's only once a year, Mr. Scrooge. It shall not be repeated. I was making rather merry yesterday, sir.
I'll tell you what, my friend. I'll not stand this sort of thing any longer. And therefore, Bob Cratchit, I'm about to raise your salary.
Mr. Scrooge, are you... quite yourself, sir?
No. No, thank heaven I'm not quite myself. Merry Christmas, Bob. Merry Christmas, my good fella. A merrier Christmas than I've given you in many a year. I'll raise your salary and we'll see what we can do for Tiny Tim and the rest of your family. We'll discuss it this very afternoon over a Christmas bowl of smoking bishop. Bob! Make up the fire. Make it up and buy another coal scuttle before you dart another eye.
Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all, and infinitely more. To Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. Some people laughed to see the alteration in him, but he let them laugh, and little heeded them. His own heart laughed, and that was quite enough for him. He had no further intercourse with spirits, but lived upon the total abstinence principle ever afterwards, and it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possess the knowledge. May that be truly said of us. All of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive.
I've just heard our annual presentation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, starring Lionel Barrymore, brought to you by the makers of Campbell Soups. And now here is Orson Welles.
At this point in the program, ladies and gentlemen, it is my custom, as you know, to present to you with a few words of introduction our guest of the evening. With your consent, I shall dispense with this tonight to introduce tonight's guest to the Campbell Playhouse audience or to any other American audience. Is an extravagant and superfluous procedure. For if ever an actor has won for himself a lasting place in the hearts of his fellow countrymen through years of unsparing and inspiring service, that actor is Lionel Barrymore. Sir Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you, Orson Welles. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the fourth year I've had the pleasure of appearing in the Christmas Carol here on the Campbell Playhouse. And I assure you all, it's a pleasure that never tires. As long as I can remember, this has been one of my favorite stories. When we were children, it was read to us regularly at this time of year, as it is to millions of children right now. And like many of them, I'm sure, the three of us, Ethel, Jack, and I, with the aid of a sheet and some old ironware, made a play of it. As I remember, we had three Scrooges in that production.
Mr. Barrymore, who played Tiny Tim?
I think we had three Tiny Tims, too. But seriously, I can think of no part that I've enjoyed playing again and again as much as I have the part of that squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner, Ebenezer Scrooge. And I can think of no happier or more suitable choice for the makers of Campbell's Soups to offer the people of America as their Christmas present each year than Charles Dickens' well-beloved story, Christmas Carol. Good night, Orson. Good night, everybody. And a merry, merry Christmas to you all.
Good night, Mr. Barrymore. Merry Christmas to you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, for next Sunday night, we're happy to announce our version of a great and truly American story by a great American novelist, Come and Get It by Edna Ferber. Against a background of the mighty forests of Miss Ferber's own Wisconsin, it tells a stirring tale of the men and women who live and die in the woods in order that lumber may come down the rivers every spring into the cities of the modern world. Like so many of Miss Ferber's epic romances of American life, was made from a best-selling novel into a highly successful motion picture. Now we bring it to you on the air. Story of a man and his son and the girl they both loved, Lotta. Played for us by one of the loveliest and most accomplished of Hollywood's younger dramatic actresses, Miss Frances D. And so until next week, until Come and Get It with Frances D., my sponsors, the makers of Campbell Soups, and all of us on the Campbell Playhouse remain, as always, obediently yours. But just a minute, Benny... Ladies and gentlemen, it's the night before Christmas. And all through the Campbell Playhouse, not a creature is stirring that doesn't join Lionel Barrymore in wishing you a merry, merry Christmas. This goes for all of us, from my sponsor, from myself, from all of us, from Don McBain, who runs the machinery in the control room, to Miss Helgren, who types the Campbell Playhouse scripts. A merry Christmas from Benny Herman and his band of merry melodians. Merry Christmas. You get the idea. From Max Hare's choruses. Harry Esman and his crew of sound effect technicians. Thank you. And from Orson Welles and his considerable aggregation of dramatic talent, which includes, among others, Mr. Frank Reddick, Miss Georgia Backus, Miss B. Benaderet, Mr. Ray Collins, Mr. Everett Sloan, Mr. George Kalouris, Edgar Berry, Erskine Sanford, Tommy Lane, William Allen, Betty Lou Walters, Eric Burtis, and myself and George Spelvin. A Merry Christmas. How about it, ladies and gentlemen?
A Merry Christmas!
And finally, as Tiny Tim says,
God bless us, everyone.
The makers of Campbell's Soups join Orson Welles in inviting you to be with us in the Campbell Playhouse again next Sunday evening when we bring you Edna Ferber's Come and Get It with Miss Frances D. as our guest. Meanwhile, if you have enjoyed our fifth annual presentation of A Christmas Carol, won't you tell your grocer so this week when you order Campbell's Soups? This is Ernest Chappell saying thank you and a Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you. the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That was A Christmas Carol, starring Lionel Barrymore and Orson Welles, from December 24th, 1939, on the Campbell Playhouse. We'll be right back with Duffy's Tavern.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from everyone at Gary's Coins, 210 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They look forward to seeing you in 2024 for all your rare coin and stamp needs. A proud sponsor of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
The end of the year brings no greater joy than the opportunity to express how grateful we are to our furry friends and our customers. Happy holidays to all, and may your new year be filled with happiness and success. Can't wait to see you in 2024 at Bow Wow Meow Boutique, a proud sponsor of 30 Hours of Christmas.
This Christmas, may your blessings be many, your worries few, and days spent with those who mean the most to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from all of us at the Arts Council of Southwood County, a proud supporter of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
Since 1992, Doorworks Incorporated has been providing, installing, and servicing residential, commercial, and industrial doors and openers throughout Wisconsin. They're located right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and they're fully licensed and insured. All of their employees are certified, trained technicians that are trained to install and service all types of doors and openers. Doorworks Incorporated wants to wish you and your family a very safe and happy holiday season.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and the weird and whimsical baritone to end all baritones, Jerry Colonna. What's news, Bing?
Well, Kensington, when Cole Porter, who's famous for devising sophisticated ditties, finds himself at home on the range, that's news. Doing his brand new cowboy ballad, Don't Fence Me In.
Give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
Riding high
on my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
In the sky,
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees.
Send me off forever, but I ask you please,
don't fence me in, just turn me loose.
Don't
let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze up at the moon until I lose my senses.
Cause
I can't look at hobbles and I
can't stand fences.
Don't fence me in.
Don't fence me in, no, no.
don't you fence me in?
So leaving the home on the range, leave us list to a lad with the word for those who rule the range in the home.
Oh, it's a pretty sure prediction that in the next 10 days you'll be having folks drop in for snacks, on invitation or on the spur of the moment. In either case, refreshments will be ready in a jiffy if you have on hand some of the 7 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. Just put them out in their own neat glasses with some crackers or potato chips. Everybody spreads his own snacks, picks the Kraft kinds that strike his fancy most. That's easy for the hostess, and easy on the point budget, too. Consider a Kraft assortment of pimento or olive pimento spreads, zestful Roca and Kraft relish spread. Each one of these tempting, creamy-tasting spreads takes just 2 ration points. You better stock up tomorrow so you'll be all set for snack parties. Look for the quality cheese spreads marked Kraft.
Here's the charioteers, friends, in a very practical vein tonight. Very clever arrangement of straighten up and fly right. Hit it.
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. Now, the monkey thought that everything was quite on the square.
Who's the square?
You. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back.
Bop.
But the monkey grabbed his neck and said,
"Now, look here, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use of jiving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Well,
the buzzard told the monkey, you're choking me. Really sure holding, I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye.
Your story's so touching.
It sounds like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Look out, Jack. You're snapping your cap.
Ain't no use of diving. What's the use of diving? Straighten up and fly right.
Your top. Well, the buzzard told the monkey you're choking me. Release your hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye.
And
the story's so touching.
It's still alive.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Very good, Ben, very good. You know, Jerome Kern has written some of our finest melodies, songs that are musically eminent and international in their appeal. His latest job for the Deanna Durbin picture marks his silver anniversary, the 25th score that he's written. Yip Harburg wrote the words for this particular song from the score, and if I can handle it right, I'm sure you'll agree that it's one of Mr. Kern's best songs.
More and more I'm caught in your caresses. Warmed by the breath of your sigh, cooled by the blue of your eyes. To share this dream that needed fulfilling. More.